Speech is so familiar a feature of daily life that we rarely pause to define it. It seems as natural to man as walking, and only less so than breathing. Yet it needs but a moment's reflection to convince us that this naturalness of speech is but an illusion. The process of acquiring speech is utterly different sort of thing from the process of learning to walk. In the case of the latter function, culture, in other words, the traditional body of social usage, is not seriously brought into play. The child is individually equipped to make all the needed muscular and nervous adjustments that result in walking. In a very real sense, the normal human being is destined to walk, not because his elders will assist him to learn the art, but because his organism is prepared from birth to take on all those expenditures of nervous energy and all those muscular adaptations that result in walking. To put it concisely, walking is an inherent biological function of man. Not so language. It is, of course, true that in a certain sense the individual is predestined to talk, but that is due entirely to the circumstance that he is born, not merely in nature, but in the lap of a society that is certain, reasonably certain, to lead him to its traditions. Move him from society, and there is every reason to believe that he will learn to walk, if, indeed, he survives at all. But it is just as certain that he will never learn to talk, that is, to communicate ideas according to the traditional system of a particular society.